I'm going to tell you, let me say this to you, Donovan. Welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you.
But, you know, some friends of mine were telling me last night, and the news passed like wildfire in Indianapolis, that you were here. In fact, we were on the show, man, talking ball. And I looked sad. And they looked at me and they said, what's wrong? I said, damn it. Now I'm rooting for an eagle and an orange man.
Yeah, I know that's a tender spot for you right there.
He sure said it. Yeah. He sure said it. Man, of all people.
Yeah. Yeah. They forcing me to root for an eagle and an
and
orange
man. He
talked about that. You know, when I heard about it, people have asked me all over the country, were you surprised? And I said, well, no, because the writing had kind of been on the wall.
Right.
I thought Andy, in a sense, was trying to be protective. And then when I hear the behind-the-scenes thing, they kind of laid you out there a bit for a man with your accomplishments. Is this a bit of relief for you now, being that it's here and you know they'll be committed financially?
Well, it's not about financial.
No, to the whole team. My bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To come into a situation where the guys understand that they have to play well together in order to achieve that common goal. And one thing that I've tried to take pride in is just making sure that I can bring guys together and to inspire them to want to work, to want to get extra work out with each guy. If it's the linebackers, take the linebackers out and go over different schemes. If it's the whole defense, be able to do that well together. And then look on the other side of the field and for the offense to be over there throwing routes, running backs working on chemistry and timing and running through the holes. And when you do that where it's not organized, it's not mandatory, and guys are willing to put that time in, good things happen. You get good results. And just working with the guys this morning, you know, I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of the attitude shift. I've seen a lot of the guys just excited about just the everything that's around right now. Shanahan coming in, new offense, new defense. Guys feel like it's a fresh start. And I'm just inspired by that.
John and I, we were in Indianapolis, and the question came up about Minnesota. And I said, well, with Brad Childress there, Donovan helped write that offense. Will you have an influence with Mike? And you and Mike together working, did he say, what do you feel comfortable with? Mm-hmm. Talk to. I don't know this offense, and I want to know what this offense is going to look like.
Well, just working with Shanahan's son, who's now the coordinator. Kyle and I spent some time this morning of just going over the formations and things that are similar to what I was accustomed to running for 11 years, things that are different, trying to get the terminology the way it's supposed to be. We've reflected a little bit about big plays that we made all throughout the year and how we would like to bring some of that to this offense, things that he did in Houston with obviously Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson, the effectiveness they had in the pass game. But most importantly, just – what I can do in order to help in so many ways on this offense, with the leadership, with the effectiveness of being able to get out of the pocket, you know, creating that big play, making sure that I see the blitz there, get it to the running backs and let them be very effective in the run game. Things like that right there, just the communication with the first day really puts us in a position where we can grow together.
Donovan, let me ask you, and you spoke to it a little bit, you are accustomed to winning. You understand discipline that it takes to win. Are you assuming that these guys here are willing to do that, or do you know something about them?
I know a little bit about
the guys.
What I'm asking? Absolutely, absolutely. Uh-huh. And I think a lot of times when you look at teams who kind of go through consistent losing seasons, you would automatically think that these guys just don't care. And coming into the facility this morning at 7:30 this morning to work out, you're seeing about 25 guys in the weight room, 25 guys out on the practice field. And they're not just out there just to get it over with and relax the rest of the day. These guys are trying to get better. They're meeting with these coaches at 9 o'clock or 8:30 to spend time in learning the defense and being able to perfect their craft in this defense. Mm-hmm. Then you're seeing guys come at the 10 o'clock and being able to be out there. You're talking about 30 more guys out there. And guys are putting in that time where most of the time during the offseason, you'll see probably about 25, 30 guys working out at the facility, and guys are just kind of trickling in and out. These guys are here.
Another question I want to ask you. Because of your experience, what do you see your relationship with Coach Shanahan? What does that have to be like? I mean, because at times, even the best players that I had, I had conflict with. You know, the public perceives it as being worse than it is.
Exactly.
When it happens. But what you got opinions. You've had success. You're coming here. What is that relationship of a quarterback and a coach that is ideal for you?
Well, you know, I think in any relationship that you have when it comes to quarterback, head coach, it has to, we have to be joined at the hip. I have to know what he's thinking. He has to kind of know what I'm thinking. And if I see something out on the field, I can tell him what plays will be very effective, and he can go with it. That's the confidence that you build with the quarterback and head coach.
Is he willing to do that?
He is willing to do that.
Have you discussed that?
We've talked about that. Okay. We've talked about that. And you can see that relationship that he had not only with John Elway at 34 years old, but with Jay Cutler at 24, 25 years old, where he had that ultimate confidence that he can call a play and know that Jay will be able to run it the way he wants him to do it.
Doc may help me with it, because that was a part of the thing that we talked about during the year when Jason was here. What was his role? What was the coach's role? How much could Jason be creative in relation to the head coach? But you are experienced. You've had a certain amount of success.
Right.
And you've answered me, I guess, that when you sit down and consider coming here,
mm-hmm.
if I'm at the stage of my career that you're at, no way in the hell I'm going to come here if I can't use some of my creativity and my experiences.
Right, right. And I think that that's very important. And I think that's when you see Shanahan, the way he was responding today, of having that confidence, having me and that experience that I have, being 33 years old and being through five NFC championships and a Super Bowl, where able to get these guys around and knowing what they're very effective with and what they can do and what some things that they may be lacking with. And just that's just the knowledge of spending time when we're in the film room and say, Coach, you know, I think we're very good when we cross these receivers, run crossing routes, or I think it's very effective on second down that we run a screen after first down, being effective on the run game, being able to attack them downfield because their safeties are very aggressive, and him being able to call that, knowing that he has that confidence that what I'm seeing out there, that I'll be able to execute it.
Let me ask you one more dumb question so Doc can tell me the question. And you have the problem. I call myself Joe the Fan because I know I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, I understand.
Are you on top of it?
But let me ask you this. Now, in order for you to be good, you know, I was listening very carefully up there, and I said, boy, this ain't Superman up here.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have
folks
who can protect you, folks who can help you, and then you can implement what you know. Did you feel confident in coming here that, in particular, this offensive line is sufficient enough for you to be Donovan McNabb, or you going to be running for your life?
Well, I have the utmost confidence that those guys will be able to do what it takes for us as an offense to be
effective.
Is
that a political answer?
No,
is that the
no, truth? Absolutely. That's the truth. And I know that Shanahan is going to do whatever it takes if they're not ready to get the guys in there. And
did you address that with him? I don't mean
I definitely asked about the offensive line situation because, I mean, we all know that that's like a national thing everybody's talking about. So I wanted to ask myself.
But you know what else? It's the truth.
You saw Jason get hit.
I did. But you know what the thing about it is one way that I can aid in that way is by trying to get the ball out of my hands before they get to me and recognizing the blitz and get it to the open guy. Because now you're eliminating them from bringing more pressure to get through. If we happen to miss one guy, I can get it out or make him miss and buy more time for guys to get open downfield.
You were blessed with two pretty good left tackles, okay, and throughout Trey Thomas, and then they brought Peter. You've had left tackles that have been first-round draft picks that have had the pedigree. Did you and Shanahan just by chance happen to mention what he was thinking with that fourth pick, since there's a big couple big studs out there that might be able to help you?
Well, we talked about drafting a quarterback.
Say what? Say what?
Yeah, yeah. He ain't no fool now.
No, you know what? That wasn't something that I got into. When I found out that I was traded here, I was just excited that it was over. I was a part of a different organization that wants to win, that's going through a whole new regime. You know, I asked about the offensive line situation.
That's the blind side. I'm just, you know, you're right.
Well, I mean, it all starts with the blind
side. That's what I'm talking about. Good people over there.
Yeah, when you lose a guy like Chris Samuels, who's been very effective over the years, a guy that I've known ever since he's been drafted, and to see the injury that he's facing and having to retire at an early age, obviously that's the spot you got to fill.
Yeah.
Yes, it starts there. It starts there, and then it kind of goes down the line.
How about these running backs? Now, you had Westbrook. You had one of the best, I call him an all-purpose guy in all of football.
Right.
You guys made magic. Now you've got three studs in here who want to run it. And is this more run attempts as opposed to what Andy would have? You threw a hell of a lot. Is this going to adjust you, make you even more dangerous on third down, now that people don't know you're throwing every down?
Well, I mean, I think it all depends on how effective we are in running the ball in the game. You know, I think you can run the ball 30, 45 times, but if you're only gaining 120 yards
right.
or 110 yards, that's not really doing well. But I think when you're talking about guys picking up 3, 5, 7 yards a pop, then all of a sudden you spurt for another 25 to 30-yard gain. Then you come back with a screen play. Mm-hmm. Now linebackers are jumping into the hole, and now they're backing back out, and you hit them with a screen play for 50 yards. Now the linebackers are really questioning what they want to do for the next opportunity. And that sets up the play action pass where you're hitting Cooley down the middle of the field or Fred Davis or Santana Moss over the top. That right there is putting pressure on defensive coordinators because they know you're effective running the ball. That's why the Giants was effective in the cold weather when they're trying to run the ball with Jacobs. They're running the ball with their two other running backs. You're seeing Dallas running the ball with the three-headed monsters over there. Mm-hmm. And I think we can do that here and be very effective, which sets up a lot of opportunities for guys that like the tight ends and the receivers in the intermediate passing game.
Donovan McNabb, ladies and gentlemen, Redskins quarterback. That even sounds
it does. It does.
Here with us, Doc Walker. Donovan, let me ask you, and I know that you, and I respected it too, you had a relationship with Jason Campbell,
yes.
And I heard that you were advising him, you know, giving him some information. Mm-hmm. Have you spoken to Jason, and how do you perceive his career in the future? Because we thought he was good. You know, he had 5 or 6 mm-hmm. different people and has never had any stability here.
Right.
What is your feeling about Jason? Have you talked to him?
Well, I think one thing people don't realize is the fact that he had 3, 4, 5 different coordinators throughout his career. I think another thing is that he's very talented. I think what you've seen in him at Auburn, with him being able to get the ball downfield with his arm, and he's a very intelligent guy. You know, too many times we try to pick and choose who the smart quarterbacks are in the NFL. All of us are smart. We need to receive credit for
really?
That. Really? We all smart.
Okay.
Some just can't play and some can't.
Okay.
But, you know, Jason, one thing I try to tell Jason is to continue to have your confidence no matter if things are up or no matter if things are down. Never let them see you sweat. Continue to go into work every day like this is going to be a great day, and which leads to a great game. I think any time that you begin to put your head down and you just lose confidence when things aren't going well, that really shows out on the field, and not just from your teammates, but everyone sees it. You know, so for him to take positive and have that confidence in himself, and I have confidence in Jason. I know Jason, with given that this next opportunity, he's going to flourish in it. He's mm-hmm. going to flourish in it because he understands what's really at stake now. When you have a new opportunity, new light, new day, it's like myself. This is my second opportunity, you know, to go out and to display my talents and showcase because I know what I'm capable of doing. Now I'm just going to show you.
Speaking of that, this Playmaker Mobile, seems like you know what's going on with that. Share it with
Absolutely.
DC.
Well, Playmaker Mobile is an opportunity for the fans to get a hands-on of what I'm doing. If it's
I mean, what the hell are y'all talking about?
Playmaker Mobile is
it's like Facebook. Just one of
I don't say Facebook. I say Facebook.
Facebook.
That's what I'm saying. Wait a minute now. Y'all got to bring me back to reality. Yeah. I'm old. Y'all Facebook and netting and
they tweeting and tweeting.
I mean, hey, I came up in an era where you beat drums and send smoke
signals. Yeah.
What y'all talking about, man?
Well, the Playmaker Mobile is it's a opportunity for the fans to understand what's going on in your life, what's going on, you know, how are you preparing yourself for the up-and-coming game, your reaction of the previous game, how you're working all throughout the offseason. And Playmaker Mobile is something that I've been a part of for the last, now this is 3 years now running, mm-hmm. 3, 4 years, and I've had an opportunity to give them a hands-on of how the week is going, who's hurt, who's not, who may have a big day this week. And it's been a great reaction, great responses from it. And it's something that I enjoy doing, and we got a lot of other athletes that are involved in this.
How do people get to it?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of different ways over the cell phone. They can go over the cell phone, over the internet, at playmakermobile.com.
Okay, .com. Okay, good. Okay.
But y'all youngsters doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
I'm not tweeting and MySpacing and Facebooking and everything else. No, I don't mess with that.
Man, yeah, Facebook.
It's Facebook. Come on, McNair. You got to get DC now. It's Facebook.
Facebook.
So PlayMakerMobile.com.
Hey, he got people on the street teasing me even about, hey, coach, you doing anything on that Facebook?
That was good. Well, Donovan, thank you. This is a process. I like a lot of what you said, but when you said that it starts in April in that weight room, you referenced the morning practice. First of all, you were here. You're training. You're in the weight room. And people ask me, what's the biggest difference with McNabb and what has happened here? I said, when Donovan says, let's go throw at 1, they're going to be there at 12:45.
Right.
That's the difference.
Absolutely. You know, just communicating with the guys, you know, just telling them, hey, look, tomorrow, man, we're going to get out on the field and throw a little bit. The response I got was, I'm there.
I got to ask you one other question. It's not about space, but let me ask you, what's up with this dude, Shanahan?
Great guy,
that's
man.
That's the reputation he got. And the people seem to have respect. He whispers stuff and they do it. What's up with him? What's
hey, man, his reputation? When you have – it's sort of like yourself. When you have that rap sheet, when you have your accomplishments and the things that you've been able to accomplish, not just with one particular team or one group, one guy, but with a group of guys. You're talking about, you know, the success that he had with John Elway, I mean, Jake Plummer, you know, even goes to Jay Cutler, the different teams that he had. And you know, when different identities, exactly. When you have different guys, it's just like when you coach, you know, Allen Iverson to Victor Page to Bubakar Al, you know, just the list goes on of different guys that you've coached and the success that they've had. You know that you're going into a great program under a great coach.
Did that have a bearing on you? You feeling good about coming here?
Absolutely, coach? Absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely. That was one of the positives that I was very excited about.
He asked me about that or the Raiders. I said he'd retire if it was the Raiders.
Don't say that. No, I would not have retired if I would have been a Raider. Hey, if that was to happen, I would have came in with the same attitude like I'm having now.
All right, Donovan. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, he scared the hell out of me with that last statement. Thanks, Donovan. Good luck to you, buddy.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Happy to have you.
Thank you.